75-3, dominant performance. Yeah. It was a majority of the game against 14 men. Yeah. But that aside, both strong in attack and defence today.
Yes, I agree. I thought, you know, we set the bar on what we were trying to achieve today, that the standards, you know, you're respecting the opposition. The game's not a foregone conclusion. You've got to play well to win the match. But we also said it basically was very important that we set standards both sides of the ball. And I thought generally we got that right a lot of the time. There were clearly a lot of errors. You're not going to play a foot-perfect game of rugby at all. And certainly in those circumstances, when the game is won so quickly, I thought that was really laudable, the way they kept at it and the intensity of their play, both sides.
There's always a danger that you then start to back off the power and let them come and attack. But bonus point before half-time, that was secured. But you carried on for 75 points.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we sent the message out after four tries, said, right, we're going to find out how much now we want it in terms of wanting to kick on as a team. I didn't see any laying off. I didn't see anything whereby anything other than a team that stayed very focused and hungry to want to try to nil the opposition. They kicked a goal, so well done that they got that. But they came into the corner with 5 minutes left, and twice we defended it brilliantly to stop them, as last week we had as well. That's attitude. And so, you know, I was really pleased and encouraged by the fact that the team were not prepared to allow a couple of soft tries to go in at the end.
And you did keep a clean sheet for about 58 minutes of that game as well.
Yeah, we did. You know, I mean, people kick penalties, you know, they're going to do that. And we did one last week as well. But it's very encouraging that they didn't get across the line twice. And the reaction to, you know, the performance in Newcastle defensively was not good enough. We worked really hard on that on the training field leading into going into Romania. Obviously, results would suggest there may be tougher challenges ahead than the side we played today. But you can't do any more than play well against what's in front of you, and I thought the attitude was spot on from the guys.
What about Jackson scoring 100% of his kicks but had to be helped off the pitch? Is he OK?
Yeah, he's twisted his ankle. He's done it before, but not for a little while. What the extent of that is, I don't know. Whether he'll need to have a scan, I don't know. I mean, obviously, we're 10 days away from the next game. We have three matches coming in the space of 10 days as well. We have an A-team game tomorrow, so when the dust settles here, I'm going to have to quickly start thinking on my feet as to how we work tomorrow in terms of who plays and who doesn't. Nick Evans will know a lot more come this time next week as to how far away he is with his finger. Look, it's the way the world is in rugby at the moment, isn't it? You know, one person gets injured, then another one comes back and another one gets injured. So we didn't get too many casualties last week and we've ended up with one. And a sending off as well, depending on what happens from that going forward. But every week, you're unfortunately finding that there's somewhere along the line there are people who are probably then going to miss a bit of rugby for a while.
But you will be appealing that red card on Luamanu?
I want to have a damn good look at the incident close up, not from looking at it once on a screen, which I did before I then came down to the side. It's head on head, that's 100% the case. He's undertaking an HIA. The outcome of that, I don't know. So he's clearly made contact with the guy with his head. He had a cut to his head as well. You know, the decision will have to be made as to whether or not then it was accidental, an accident. Accidents do happen in sport. The height at which it took place, you've got to question whether there's any intent to hit somebody on the head in the way. And as I said, the collision was head on head. So, look, I'll get to work and look at that over the course of the next few hours.
Good to have the international players back and ahead of the big game at Twickenham.
Yeah, really important that they settled into it, you know, and spoke at length to several of them individually. You can't just flick a switch. It doesn't matter who you are. You cannot just flick a switch when you've been away for a few weeks. You've got to get some credit in the bank, and it was important that those players individually perform well out there today. So their confidence levels are good going into the Gloucester match. I think you saw several examples of international players going out there, putting an 80-minute performance in for Harlequins, which will give them real confidence now going into the game a week on Tuesday.
A good performance today, and hopefully against Gloucester, we'll see what happens.
No problems at all. Merry Christmas.